Sandy Ferris here from the Downtown Brine Association. I've been waiting all week to hear about how New Year's Eve went with the Queen fundraiser.
Oh, it went great. We had over 350 people come, a little bit bigger crowd than we expected, but it was great. It was a lot of fun. Blackwater Draw had allowed us to use their space, and we had a good time. We had a King and Queen contest that raised some money for the Queen. Ben Hardiman was the king. And
gee, I wonder why.
Yeah, Lee Hale, who owns the Purple Turtle Art Studio downtown, she was the queen. So they will reign for a year, and then we'll have another one this New Year's Eve.
And for those who are not aware, Ben is the guiding light behind the queen restoration.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Awfully and fitting there.
We are hopeful that we will finally see the queen opening this year. So we're excited about that.
Oh, be still my heart.
I
can't wait for that ribbon cutting.
I think it's really going to happen this year. I've been with the DBA now 3.5 years, and we've gone from thinking it would be 2014 to 15 to 16. But I've said publicly, and Ben, if you're listening, I'm saying it again, I'm counting on you to get it open this year. I think it'll happen.
Well, let's move ahead to tomorrow night, January's mm-hmm. first Friday.
It is, and we know it's going to be going to be cold. Probably have some of us wishing we had a house down on the coast or something about 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. But even though it's going to be cold, we may not have all of our normal musicians out. A few of them are still coming. But the most exciting thing is we have new businesses who have opened downtown. So if you haven't been to First Friday in a while, you think it's too crowded or whatever, this would be a perfect time to come down. The restaurants will be open. Our businesses will be open. So plenty of places to step inside and get warm. So the new businesses that we have, Kolache Capital has opened. They will probably not be open during First Friday. They have done so well. They opened this week. I think they've sold out every day. And so their hours right now are, I think, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., something like that. So, but the other businesses, the one that shares the same space on Main Street with Kolache Capital has a different entrance is Brazos Cedar Works, and they had a couple of days that they were open this week, so they're going to be open tomorrow night. They'll have some refreshments for people who want to stop in. And it's Brazos Cedar Works has done furniture, but I was surprised when we stepped in to look at the store, they have much more than furniture. It's home accessories, some jewelry, some signs, just a lot of fun items and things that you might not expect to see. Then across the street, Market 1023, who previously was on Parker Street, they've moved into the space that previously was housed Emily's Gyms. You know it, if you've lived here any length of time, you know it as the old Woolworth building, the white building with the archways. So Market 1023 is moved into that space, and they have a huge gallery area, and they have almost 15 vendors that will be permanent vendors in there as well. And we were lucky enough, Jesse and I from my office kind of tapped on the door today and were welcomed inside to get a quick preview. And I was just so excited to see the quality of items that are going to be in there. It's home accessories, jewelry, a little bit of clothing. With that many vendors, there's going to be something from all ends of the spectrum. And they are items that I have not seen locally. So again, this is your chance to get out of the big boxes and come downtown. And I just read an article today about trends for 2017, and a lot of the big box stores are struggling. And the trend is sliding back towards that one-of-a-kind experience, the shopping, the atmosphere. We've got it in downtown Brine. So come out tomorrow night. And one other business I need to mention, the BCS, Brine College Station Zoigle. That is a new concept for this area. It is in the space behind Square One on William Joel Parkway. It is a Bavarian-style community brewery, I think is the best way to describe it. If you go on our website, you can find a link, or our Facebook page, you can find a link to all these businesses and see what they're all about. And I know that there will be some German music at the Zoigle tomorrow night. And so anyway, still lots going on. Don't let the cold weather keep you at home.
I don't have time to really dive into this, but just being able to hear more variety taking place in downtown Brine.
Yes, and that's not all. On the horizon is a new space further down Main Street. Of course, the North End is under development as well. So I think it shows that people are, First of all, they know that downtown Bryan is growing, and they're giving some thought into what they're bringing in. And I told somebody today, my goal for downtown Bryan is for us to be mentioned before towns like Fredericksburg or Salado or Granbury, all great towns. But I want the people in Texas and beyond to think of downtown as the destination for that long weekend or that's, you know, that fun getaway. Maybe if we're having an activity, that's why they're there, but we want them there all around the calendar. So that's the goal.
And again, downtown Bryan activities on social media, as you pointed out, Facebook, good place to go.
Yes, we also have a general newsletter if you want to go to our website and sign up for that. I sent out one today that has a calendar of all of our events for this year. We've got 33 events on tap again this year, so a lot going on.
Website address is?
DowntownBryan.com.
Very easy.
Yes, it is.
See you downtown tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Sandy Ferris, Downtown Bryan Association, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.